Today I'm talking about Facebook folly. Facebook folly. Facebook folly is encapsulated for me in these almost boilerplate announcements that you see. In other words, they're the same from many different people, and you see them every day, asking people to validate that they're reading their posts. In other words, prove that you read this. Add a word, add a comment. But I post things every day, and I'm not happy that not enough people are reading them. I need proof that you're reading them. In other words, I need your validation. I need to know that you are reading what I write, because otherwise I don't feel valid. I feel I'm just writing and no one's reading. My suggestion to you listening to me today is that you write for yourself, not for adoration. You write for yourself, not so that people can tell you you're good, but because you want to feel good about yourself. Don't be incomplete without others. This is very important. Don't think that you are incomplete without the blessing of others. You're very complete. And I know it's nice to say, well, you're important in my life because you complete me, and that's a wonderful sentiment. But it applies to loving relationships. It doesn't have to apply to everything you read or hear or say or do or think about. So don't get lost in this horrible Facebook folly or the analogies in other parts of our existence where you don't feel you're valid unless people clap. You don't feel you're valid unless you get a high mark. You don't feel you're valid unless people tell you how good you were. Very few people listen to Columbus or to the Wright brothers or to Marconi. But it turns out they stuck to their guns and they were right, and it didn't matter whether others listened or not.